Hey there, my friends. Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Daily Storkedge. We're all about staying sharp, staying grounded, and navigating this crazy thing called life with a little more grace and wisdom, right? Today, we're diving into something super important, practicing self-compassion. Ever felt like you're your own worst critic? You know that feeling when you mess up, and instead of giving yourself a break, you spiral into negativity and self-doubt. Trust me, I've been there, and it's a brutal cycle. But guess what? There's a way out. Self-compassion isn't about being soft on yourself or letting mediocrity slide. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and support you'd offer to a close friend going through a tough time. Think of it like this. Imagine your best buddy just bombed the presentation at work. What would you say? You wouldn't rip them apart, right? Instead, you'd probably say something encouraging, remind them that everyone makes mistakes, and offer to help them bounce back stronger. So why do we struggle to apply that same level of kindness to ourselves? Well, we often fall prey to a harsh inner critic who whispers negativity and doubt into our ears. This critic can be relentless, making us feel inadequate, unworthy, and constantly on edge. But here's the good news. You have the power to silence that voice and cultivate self-compassion. It's like building a mental muscle. The more you practice, the stronger it gets. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you start your journey toward greater self-compassion. 1. Recognize your inner critic. The first step is acknowledging that inner critic exists. We all have one. Pay attention to those negative thoughts and judgments. Don't judge yourself for having them, just observe them like clouds passing by. 2. Treat yourself like a friend. Imagine your best friend is going through what you're experiencing. What words of comfort, encouragement, and support would you offer? Now speak those same kind words to yourself. Remember, you deserve that same love and understanding. 3. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness involves paying attention to the present moment without judgment. When negative thoughts arise, gently acknowledge them, then redirect your focus back to your breath, your senses, or something you're grateful for. This helps create a space of calm and acceptance. 4. Be kind to your mistakes. Everyone makes mistakes, it's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up, view setbacks as opportunities for learning and growth. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this? How can I use this experience to improve? 5. Celebrate your strengths. It's easy to focus on our shortcomings, but don't forget to acknowledge your strengths and accomplishments. You are capable, worthy, and deserving of love and happiness. Imagine this. You're working on a project that's really challenging, and you hit a major roadblock. Instead of getting frustrated and giving up, you take a deep breath, remind yourself that setbacks are part of the process, and then brainstorm solutions. You know you've got this. You reach out to a colleague for support, break down the problem into smaller steps, and eventually find a way through. See? Self-compassion isn't about avoiding challenges, it's about facing them with grace, resilience, and unwavering belief in yourself. So, what's the takeaway here? Practice self-compassion every day. Talk to yourself like you talk to your best friend. Be kind, be patient, and celebrate your wins, big or small. It's a journey, not a destination, and remember, you're doing great. Want to keep the conversation going? Head over to our social media pages and share your thoughts on self-compassion. How do you practice it in your own life? What challenges do you face? Let's learn from each other and create a supportive community where we can all thrive. And don't forget to subscribe to Daily Stoic Edge so you never miss an episode packed with practical wisdom for living your best life. Until next time, stay sharp, stay grounded, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.